Micah chapter 4. Lord God, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and peoples will stream to it. Now, there's going to be a lot of symbolism in the fourth chapter. A lot of symbols taken from Israel's history and wonderful pictures of the church age, the messianic age. And he says here, in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and peoples will stream to it. And we are in these last days right now. They are the church age. The New Testament refers to the church age as the last days. So clearly, that's what this is referring to. And people from all over the world are a part of the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ, and more are coming to Christ every single day. Verse 2, many nations will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we will walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. God, through Jesus Christ and his church, has been teaching people his way since the day of Pentecost when the church was born. The Lord has been teaching people the way of forgiveness and the way of salvation, and those who receive the message find joy in walking the path of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, he will judge between many peoples and will settle disputes for strong nations far and wide. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war any more. And this speaks of the peace and harmony that those who are committed to Jesus Christ have with each other. And when there are disputes, Christ settles them when the people involved yield to his lordship. Verse 4. Every man will sin under his own vine and under his own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid, for the Lord Almighty has spoken. Good times in a perfect world await those who belong to Jesus Christ. There will be nothing to worry about and nothing to fear, because Jesus will be in charge, and evil will be a thing of the past. 5. All the nations may walk in the name of their gods, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. And so he is saying, let the unsaved serve their so-called gods if that's what they want. But those who persevere with Jesus Christ will serve and enjoy him forever. 6. In that day, declares the Lord, I will gather the lame, I will assemble the exiles, and those I have brought to grief. And so, during the church age, which is what this refers to, God promises to gather the distressed and those who are suffering from the misery of the world, gather them to himself through Jesus Christ. Verse 7, I will make the lame a remnant, those driven away a strong nation. The Lord will rule over them in Mount Zion from that day and forever. The remnant refers to Christians. God will gather all spiritual exiles and make them members of a holy nation, as Peter refers to it, the Church of Jesus Christ. And so all these wonderful pictures in this chapter speak of the good times and the holiness that those who belong to the Church of Christ enjoy now, at least in part, and will enjoy perfectly in the future. Verse 8, as for you, O watchtower of the flock, O stronghold of the daughter of Zion, the former dominion will be restored to you. Kingship will come to the daughter of Jerusalem. And the kingship here refers to the royal line of David. God says, Israel, you're losing your king. For now you are, You're going to be taken into exile. You're losing your king. But I'm going to restore him. I'm going to restore David's royal line. And God has restored the royal line of David through Jesus Christ the Messiah. He is king of all who trust him, both Jews and Gentiles. 9. Why do you now cry aloud? Have you no king? Has your counselor perished? That pain seizes you like that of a woman in labor? The remnant of God's people were filled with sadness as they saw their nation crumble spiritually. It was a rough time for them. And so, you know, God says, why do you cry aloud? Have you no king? And he is showing compassion. Verse 10, he says, writhe in agony, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in labor. For now you must leave the city to camp in the open field. You will go to Babylon. There you will be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you out of the hand of your enemies. God's people would return to their land after 70 years of exile. They will be restored, and they will be there when the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. And so good times are coming. And it says in verse 11, but now many nations are gathered against you. They say, let her be defiled. Let our eyes gloat over Zion. And they did. And Micah is predicting it, and it came to pass. He is predicting that there'd be a lot of malicious joy over the destruction of Israel by those who defeat her. Verse 12, but they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plan. He who gathers them like sheaves to the threshing floor. And so the conquerors of Israel, they don't have a clue about what is going on. They don't have a clue about what God is really doing. You know, they think it's their great power that is giving them victory over Israel. They don't understand that God is allowing it to happen to punish his people and to bring them to repentance. 13, rise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will give you horns of iron, I will give you hoofs of bronze, and you will break to pieces many nations. God says, my people are weak now, but someday I'm going to give them strength, unbeatable strength. No weapon formed against them will prosper. No one will be able to snatch them out of my hands. Last part of verse 13, you will devote their ill-gotten gains to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of all the earth. And so when God's people return from captivity, the Lord will also restore the wealth that the heathen took away. And that day, God's people will use their wealth the way God wants it to be used. Next time, chapter 5. Until then, so long, everyone.